CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Plato said, "Take charge of your life. You can do with it what you will." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who take charge. Our first playmaker got her start in the family business by cleaning toilets and sweeping floors, while our next playmaker has started six companies in his 16 years since he was 23. With us today is the CEO of one of the largest women-owned, family-owned custodial maintenance companies in the nation, while our next CEO allows you to keep track of your assets via smartphone and tablet. These great playmakers are Rachel Sanchez. Rachel is CEO of Prestige Maintenance USA. And Rex Curzius. Rex is CEO of Asset Panda. And we're going to begin today's show with Rex. Rex Curzius is the founder and CEO of Asset Panda, a powerful cloud and mobile platform that allows organizations to replace spreadsheets for asset tracking and support millions of assets. Asset Panda offers a revolutionary new system using smartphones and tablets that automates and simplifies the job of tracking and managing fixed assets. Rex is passionate about entrepreneurship and comes from a family of entrepreneurs. Rex's older brother, Dan Curzius, is the co-founder of MailChimp, one of the largest email marketing services in the world. Rex's leadership and vision have resulted in tremendous growth and recognition for his companies, including becoming an Inc. 500 winner six times. Well, Rex, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You have an interesting company because we've gone from paper spreadsheets to Excel, and now we have Asset Panda. Tell us how it works.
Sure. I'll tell you where the idea came from. I owned a fast-growing company that had a lot of assets, and the only thing we used was an Excel spreadsheet, and then we had a fixed assets register on QuickBooks. The problem with that is only one person would have access to the spreadsheet, and on QuickBooks, all we knew was the depreciated value and maybe the serial number or what it was. It didn't tell us who had it, what condition it was in, where it was at, and what the history of the asset was. So we looked at creating a very simple platform using mobile apps that your employees already carry, phones that can download the apps on and instantly keep track of everything that you own.
So by taking a picture of an asset, you can track that. Now, tell us exactly how that works and what you do, because you've been using this for a while now.
Yep.
And you allow companies, I believe, that can do it for free for a certain number. Talk about how that works.
Sure. So you download the app for free on the App Store or at Android Google Play, and you have a 14-day free trial. You can enter information in the system via a video, a voice note, or a picture. You can also scan a barcode. If you scan a barcode, it'll automatically go to Amazon and eBay and try to find the specs about the product and pre-populate the asset information. If you already have a fixed asset registry in your accounting system and you want more, you basically take the information out of the accounting system and upload it as a CSV file in Asset Panda, and it populates the app for you.
Is there a way to learn how this works? Do they have to go to your website?
They can go to our website, but the app is very easy to understand and learn and deploy. There's no training required. We use the same development parameters as Facebook, so when you open it up, you can pretty much figure out how to navigate from one area to the next.
Makes it very easy. Again, we're speaking with Rex Curzius. Rex is the founder and CEO of Asset Panda, and their website is assetpanda.com. Real easy, Asset and Panda, assetpanda.com. You'll find all about that. We're going to come back to Asset Panda in a moment, but you've started this is your sixth company, five companies prior to that, since you were 23, that's in 16 years. What does it take to be a serial entrepreneur? Talk a little bit about your background.
I think to be an entrepreneur, it's more of a mindset, a philosophy, it's a way of life. And I decided very early on that I wanted to be the master of my own destiny, win or lose. So I focused on starting and building and growing my own companies.
Entrepreneurship is something that you grew up with. I know your brothers, I mentioned that in the beginning, Dan is has MailChimp, but were your parents entrepreneurs?
My father was a first-generation American from Germany. English was his fifth language. and he owned a small bakery in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my brothers and I basically went to work every day. And when I was a small kid, that's what I thought everyone did. I thought every family had their own business, and we all went to work at our own businesses and came home. So entrepreneurship, I couldn't have told you what kind of business I wanted to be in, but I could have told you at a very early age I wanted to own my own company.
But apparently you didn't want to be in retail or be in the bakery business.
No, absolutely not.
Is that company still going? Was it sold?
My father passed away when I was 10. So once he moved from Albuquerque to Dallas to expand his business, and he passed away a short time after being here. So the family essentially liquidated the business and moved on.
Well, you are, as people call you, a serial entrepreneur having started 6 companies. Is this something that you teach people? Do you help people with this? Is this something that's a part of who you are?
I love to give back and mentor young entrepreneurs. I think about the legacy that I want to lead, and one of the reasons why I start and build these companies is set a good example for my own kids, for other people in the community. We can give people jobs. We can help better the community. And the more people, I think, that take the reins to become entrepreneurs, the better our society is going to be.
And think about Dallas, Texas. It has to be one of the best places, or Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, one of the best places to be an entrepreneur, to start a business.
I think it's one of the best in the world. I've had the opportunity to sell all over the world, in Europe, Asia, throughout the United States. And the thing that just hits me about Dallas is how entrepreneurial the city really is. There's not a lot of legacy history here. Most of the people here are transplants from other places like I am. So there's very much a vibrant business community based upon what you can do, not who you really are.
Well, you're in a business that you couldn't have started 10 years ago.
No.
The technology wasn't there. Talk about how changing technology has allowed companies like you to rapidly roll out mobile and cloud solutions.
Yeah, so I think I call this the golden age of entrepreneurship, especially when it relates to technology. My business model wasn't even, you couldn't even do my business model before iPhone 4, essentially. That's when the autofocus feature came in on the camera so you could actually scan barcodes. The beautiful thing about the way the world is shaping up from a mobile and cloud perspective is the development's become a commodity. So a lot of people can do the development. And essentially, Asset Panda, every time a new version of hardware comes out on the phones, it makes our app even better. It gives us more capability. And there's so much native features that come with those devices that it just continues to enhance the user experience on your own app. The negative to that is you always have to continue to develop to make sure it works on the latest devices.
So your app is a work in progress.
Always.
As the do you do it both for Apple and for Android?
We do.
So you're constantly looking at ways to increase work on both sides.
That's right.
Working together. Well, you've recently sold a couple of your businesses, Timberhorn IT Solutions and Result Universal.
Yes.
Those are IT companies. You've had 6 companies. We were talking before the show started about the fact that there's no way that you could do all this work, and there's one key element that makes your businesses so successful. It starts with P. What is that one element?
It's finding the right people. That's it.
And you must be an excellent finder of good people. How did that happen?
I like to say I'm good at it, but let's just say there's a lot of trial and error. The things that I look for in people is really three things. I look for a good attitude. I look for somebody that's got great aptitudes they can learn. And the third thing is a work ethic. I think everything else can be taught.
Attitude, aptitudes, and work ethic.
That's right.
You're right. Most things can be taught. It's a matter of wanting to do that.
That's right.
And you've dealt with it as an entrepreneur.
I have. And it's interesting. Over the span of my career, I've noticed that it takes different management methodologies to manage people in today's world than it did just 5-10 years ago. And to stay on top of what's important to the employees and what helps them be most productive is very important. You have to spend a lot of time listening. 20 years ago, people might take a 15-minute smoke break. Now they take a 15-minute Facebook break. The world has changed.
Yeah, it's changed tremendously, especially the different types of people that are in the workforce now, especially millennials,
right,
that live and breathe 24/7, and they understand this also. Let's go back to your company, your Asset Panda. One of the things you did not bring the studio with you, but you bring to a lot of meetings, and it's also in your logo, a panda. We were talking with this about this before the show started. Why panda?
When I think of pandas, I think of cute, cuddly, friendly, even interesting. So we like that the first experience you have with our company kind of puts a smile on your face. Everybody knows pandas. And then we're all about assets. So tying assets and pandas together, we try not to take ourselves too seriously. It's a hallmark of every company I've ever had. Culture is fun. It's upbeat. We work incredibly hard to make sure we provide a great service for our clients, but we do it and we have a lot of fun.
Well, you started the business a few years ago. Was this difficult to get people to understand what you are now providing?
It was. It was, and to some extent, it still is. We started the business primarily for the concept of tracking fixed assets, but we have large companies all over the world that use it not only to track fixed assets, but also to track the maintenance, the support history of an asset, auditing those assets. So from a small idea, a large industry has started to grow. So it's interesting. Every once in a while, we'll have a client that'll call us, and we have one in particular I'm thinking of in Australia that called, and they wanted to use our application a certain way, and we explained to them, we're so sorry, we can't. Our application will not do that for you, and they explained to us, we've been using your product in a two-week trial, and it actually works perfectly for what we're doing.
So they were using it in such a way that you had no idea that was applicable.
Exactly. They were using it to essentially provide service to their customers. We looked at it as a one-to-one relationship. A company owns an asset. They looked at it as a company owns an asset that loans it to a third party, and they wanted to connect all three.
So is this the type of product that you can drop your Excel spreadsheets, or are you continually using those along with Asset Panda?
It can complement them, but typically you'll drop your spreadsheets and will integrate with your accounting software.
Well, what kind of companies are you looking for to do business with?
So we do business with lots of service companies. We do business with lots of education organizations, universities, all the way K through 12. And we do business with Olympic committees around the world. Anybody that has an asset that has value that they need to track for any purpose, we can do it.
I would think if this company has a potential customer has multiple locations, this would be excellent for them to know what they have at each location.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. We allow people to get a very detailed, up-to-the-minute report on everything they own, where it is, who has it, and what condition it's in.
You absolutely need to go to Rex's website. So tell everybody again how they can find out about Asset Panda.
Yeah, just go to assetpanda.com and you can sign up for a free account, free trial, or you can just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the app and get started there.
So it's easy to play with before you actually get into it.
Very
seriously.
Easy. Yep.
Well, Rex, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Interesting, interesting concept. Rex Curzius is the founder and CEO of Asset Panda. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after a short break. We're going to talk to the CEO of Prestige Maintenance USA. Her name is Rachel Sanchez. We'll be back with Rachel right after this.
Did you know there are more than 6,000 children in foster care in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? And more than 30,000 children in foster care in the state of Texas. These children need to know the love of a family. At Buckner, we find families for children rather than children for families. Our experienced staff is dedicated to walk alongside you every step of the way on your adoption journey. Every child needs and deserves to know the love of a family. November is National Adoption Month. Learn how you can be a family for a child who needs one at beafamily.org or by calling 1-855-264-8783. Be a family with Buckner.
There's no question that North Texas is growing. More people are moving here, employment's up, the housing market's booming. Now, here's something you may not know. 800,000 people in our community struggle with hunger, and 1 in 4 children is at risk of going hungry. This holiday season, the North Texas Food Bank needs your help. With every dollar you donate, they provide 3 nutritious meals to hungry people. Help support the North Texas Food Bank. Go to ntfb.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk about cleaning. We have a second generation owner of a company called Prestige Maintenance USA. Her name is Rachel Sanchez. She grew up in the family business and knows how to drive growth while maintaining excellent customer service. Leading by example is a core value for Rachel and her vision for PM USA's future, building upon the more than 3 decades of her firm's success. She holds closely to what they call the 3 R's philosophy. That's respect, respond, and retain. Rachel's grown PMUSA into one of the largest women-owned, family-owned, and custodial facilities maintenance companies in the nation. Today, PMUSA provides services in more than 30 states to Fortune 500 mid-market clients in industries including commercial, retail, grocery, banking, distribution, home improvement, and transportation and logistics. That's a lot. Well, Rachel, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm excited to be here today.
I'm excited to find out more about what you're doing because you have an interesting story. Tell us about how your family moved from California to Florida but got sidetracked in McKinney and stayed here.
Right. So my parents were in the fruit and produce business, and they had decided to move back to Florida. They had lived there previously. And so on their way, they stopped to visit friends that lived in McKinney, Texas. And one of their friends that they knew was actually in the cleaning business. And he was looking to get out of the business and said, hey, I've got this opportunity. I'm willing to show you this industry. If you are interested, then I'd be willing to sell you these accounts. So both my parents, a very entrepreneurial spirit, they said, well, let's give it a shot. We actually have friends here in Texas. The cost of living, of course, was much better than where they had come from in California. And so they gave it a shot. And they said, well, we can do this business. And we really want to bring a professionalism to the janitorial industry. And so they decided to put down roots in McKinney. And that's where it all started.
And that was how long ago?
That was in 1976. So next year is going to be our 40th year in business.
40th year. How old was the company prior to your parents buying it? Do you remember?
I don't even know that.
But it had been around for a while, and you want to get out of the business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's interesting how those type of things happen, though. This was nothing like what they were doing, but it was still their own business.
I think that just speaks to both of their entrepreneurial spirits, and they could see that they could really take the business and grow it and bring it to the next level.
Well, you mentioned part of the answer I think I'm going to get from you in a moment about your business, because janitorial businesses are – they come and go. There's lots of them. It's not really elite. How does Prestige Maintenance USA set itself apart from the competition?
So I think there's several things that really differentiate us from our competitors. First and foremost, when we look at who our true competitors are in our space, the fact that we are family owned and operated is a huge differentiator. So I think that gives us the ability to respond to our clients' needs first and foremost, because we're not answering to a board who's then, you know, owned by a private equity firm and has different goals. So I would say that's one of the things for sure. Another thing that sets us apart is that we are a SIMS certified with honors green building company. So there are more than 500,000 janitorial companies in the world, and less than 2% of janitorial firms have this elite designation. And Prestige is one of those firms. You have to go through a recertification. In 2015, we actually received our recertification. And the designation that we have is the most elite designation that you can get.
Let me ask you two questions based on what you said. The first one, a short question, are you residential and commercial or just commercial?
We are strictly commercial.
Strictly commercial. Well, you mentioned about the family. Let's talk about the family, too, because your mother and father are still back there. They're still
yes.
They're still on the scenes. Matter of fact, they're in the videos that you have on your website. And by the way, the website is prestigeusa.net. Some interesting videos with Rachel and also with your brother. Talk about what your brother does and how the two of you interact to run this company.
Well, both of us grew up in the family business. And quite honestly, I think that was part of my unique childhood. At the time, I thought it was normal. But then once I got, you know, to adulthood, I realized, okay, not everybody does this. So we literally grew up in the business. The business landscape looked very different back then. So it was not uncommon for us from the time we could carry a broom to, you know, accompany my parents on the job site. So both Jason and I have that firsthand experience. We've both had various roles throughout the company, of course, starting with actually cleaning. So Jason is our chief operations officer, and he's based in the Chicago area. Him and I work really well together. We laugh because I always say it's probably part of it is we have some distance between us, but we talk all the time. And he's so passionate about prestige. And I think him and I complement each other really well. Where I'm strong, you know, that's a compliment to him. And where he's strong, it compliments me as well.
That's interesting that two siblings can get along so well, because that does not happen all the time in many
That is what we hear.
But it was probably because you did so many things together. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you just got to start cleaning toilets and sweeping floors. So you started from the very bottom.
Yes.
And moved yourself all the way up. Not many people can say that when they run a business.
Yes, and I remember, you know, being young, and at the time we cleaned many commercial office buildings. And so I remember being in those office buildings, and I would envision myself one day, you know, working in an office building. But I did not quite envision that it would be for the family business. And so, you know, my parents encouraged both my brother and I to get outside experience before we decided to make a career and really commit to the family business. And I'm grateful that I did that. I worked for a large technology firm for a short time, and I enjoyed that, but it really did make my appreciation for the family business grow even more, and it made me realize that that was where I needed to be.
Well, it's good that you were able to get away, and you could see the advantage of that. But apparently it's worked for you as far as visioning, being in a big office, running a company, because you were honored by the Dallas Business Journal as a woman in business, and you won an award. Talk about that and why you received that.
So that was a wonderful experience for me. You know, there were hundreds of applications, and I can only imagine that all of them were outstanding. The women that I'm in the class of with 2015, it's 24 other women, and they're all very well accomplished, interesting, powerful, driven women. And so just being in their company is, you know, honestly, I was surprised to receive such great honor. And I think it's the experience that just keeps on giving. One of the things the Dallas Business Journal does is prior to the awards event, they hold a private dinner for that class. And then they also invite some alumni that have won the award in the past.
So you are now surrounded by all these great people.
Absolutely. And so just through that experience, it's only been a few months, I've already, you know, broaden my network of really wonderful women, and they're people that you would absolutely want to have in your network. So it's been just a great experience, very memorable for me.
It hasn't hurt you at all. Well, you mentioned the word give a few moments ago. Talk about the giving that your company does, giving back to the community. What are you involved with?
So that's one of the greatest rewards. You know, we don't want to just do business in these communities. We want to improve them. And so one of the ways that we do that is through our volunteer work and our Charity of the Quarter program. So for many, many years, we've had the volunteer program. And so once a year, we spend the day out a work day, provide that time to our employees so that they can give back in the community. So this year we actually partnered with Ronald McDonald House of Dallas and Chicago, and our employees were able to spend the day giving back there. And then each quarter we also partner with a nonprofit, and we'll do different types of drives. So quarter four, we've partnered with Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls, and that organization provides brand new shoes to orphans around the world. And just recently, I know for everyone in the Dallas area, they're probably very familiar with the North Park Trains exhibit. We were able to provide painting services for that exhibit, and that is the largest fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House
of
Dallas.
North Park, and beginning just about not right after Thanksgiving, all the way up to right after New Year's.
It actually just opened on Saturday, so I'd encourage everybody to go out there, and we were really excited to be able to provide a service that would benefit the Ronald McDonald House.
You've had a tremendous experience meeting all those women, running the company, starting from the very beginning. As a businesswoman, what would you recommend for other businesswomen that want to do what you've done?
Well, I would say just get out there and do it. Surround yourself with the right network. So you can't underestimate the value of a trusted network. And I would say that's within your own industry and then outside of that as well. I think a lot of times we get so busy in, you know, running our companies and just the day-to-day grind that when it comes to networking, it's a lot of times put on the back burner. However, I would say if you invest in networking, it definitely is something that pays tenfold. As a business owner, you're faced with so many different things, and you're faced with things that you have never been faced with before, and you have to make decisions. And so having a group of trusted advisors, I think, is really critical to operating a business.
In the last minute or so, the business has been around almost 40 years. This is 39 years. Where does Prestige Maintenance USA go from here?
So I'm so excited about the future. We have spent a lot of time this year enhancing our talent and positioning Prestige for significant growth in 2016. And that's one of the things that really excites me. We're going to continue doing what we do well, and we just want to continue to grow and grow with our existing clients and add some new clients as well.
Well, tell everybody one more time how they can find out more about your company.
So you can go and visit prestigeusa.net. There's a section on our website that you can fill out to contact us, or you can also call us at 1-800-321-4773.
And all of their information is also on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. And when you do go on their website, please go to the videos. Those must have been fun making, talking about your family and what you've done. Those sounded very interesting.
It was a really neat experience. In fact, we had more fun making those videos than we thought we would.
I'll bet you did. And you'll see how much fun they have by looking at those videos. Again, it is prestigeusa.net. Rachel, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Rachel Sanchez is the CEO of Prestige Maintenance USA. We've had some great guests. We had Rachel, and as you heard earlier, we had Rex Curzius, who is CEO of Asset Panda. This has been a terrific show. Thank you very much for listening to us. It's been great having our guests on the show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlayMakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.